mindset. Now, I always begin with this because your mindset is the foundation of your success. Because your thoughts will impact your words, your emotions, what you present and project, and also your reality, what you will see and hear. And so there's some key elements about the mindset that I'm going to share with you, because with the right mindset, all of these powerful NLP techniques will happen naturally, because you'll be thinking in a different way that will incorporate them and blending them into the presentations and conversations that you already have, and just adding a few extra techniques and strategies that will give you a lot of leverage and more yeses. So the mindset. First off, you have to have the mindset of value, meaning the company, the products or services, and yourself have to be of great value to you, because you want to project that into your conversation, that you have something of great value. And when I say of you, you as a person, also as a team leader, have to project that confidence so that someone is drawn towards you, magnetized towards you, because you're talking in a way as a leader. And also what's most important is you're talking as if you're the prize. You and your company, the products and services, you have the prize. And you don't come across as needy. Come on, join our company, join our team. Versus you talking and having conversations with them about the products. And also as you learn these NLP techniques on what questions to ask and then how to use the answers into the conversation, that makes it a magnetic conversation, an emotional, compelling conversation, specific to the person that's hearing the information that you've gathered and discovered by asking questions and understanding certain language and words that they're using. So be the prize. Value yourself as a person, as someone that's really going to take care of them, someone that's served to really help them. And also, you have the best products, best service, the best company, and you will project that. People will sense that. So number one is be the prize. Next, that impacts your message, is your expectations. So there's two things I want you to think about in regards to expectations. The first is, when you approach someone to recruit them, or when you meet them, maybe after you've approached them, you haven't had a chance to really connect with them, expect to like them and expect them to be a nice person. Your expectations will impact the interaction. Because if you expect that they're going to be annoyed when you approach them, you will talk with hesitation and doubt. So you don't walk up to them and expect that they're going to be nice person, nice people, and expect that they're going to be okay with you. Assume rapport. Just assume they're going to like you. Because when you're in that mindset of assuming and expectations of a positive outcome, you'll project warmth and confidence. If you're in the mindset of, am I going to annoy them? Are they going to be nice people? Am I going to interrupt something? Then you'll walk up with doubt and hesitation with your voice and your mannerisms. So your expectations are important in regards to approaching someone. And then also, the other element of the expectation is expect to get a yes. So when you approach someone and to recruit, or even when you're having the conversation of recruiting, expect to get a yes. So as you approach them, just approach them with confidence that, hey, yes, you're right. And then I shared with you some recruiting techniques and questions you can ask to break the ice and to begin that conversation. So expect them to say yes. Yes, I want to meet with you. Yes, I'm interested. Yes, let's talk. And when you're going through the presentation and having the conversation about joining your team, expect them to say yes as well. Because you will talk with certainty, with confidence. And your emotions also will be congruent with that as well. And I'll be talking a little bit more about your body motions and how to project confidence and value with your body motions. So your expectations, expect to like them and expect to get a yes, and expect them to like you. Assume rapport. So two other things, your outcome and your intentions. You want to have those in mind, because that will help guide the conversation. Is your outcome simply to get their information and follow up with them? Or is your outcome to invite them to a meeting? Is your outcome to sign them up as a recruit when they meet with you, when you're sitting down with them one-on-one. And when you have that in your mind, you're guiding your conversation, and when you maybe shift off track, maybe there's a distraction or something, you can go back and begin that outcome or continue that outcome of, yes, I want to meet with you. Yes, here, give me your contact information and we'll set up a time. And so think about the outcome that you have in mind. That'll help guide you through the conversation. Next is your intention. People will sense your intention. So if your intent is to simply sign them up, they will feel like you are just treating them as a number. Even though you're going to project warmth by the expectation of liking them, and they're going to like you, when you're talking to them, you'll start to use different words and your voice will shift because your intention will be more of, I'm going to capture you. And my intent is to get you as a number. Versus your intentions should be the intent to help them. You need to be part of our team. And then if you find out their interest level, that, again, that intent is there. The other thing I want to share with your intent and your outcome is a sense of urgency. Because you want to have the urgency that you really have something of value for them if they're the right candidate, right person to join your team. And the urgency of, if they're not right, the urgency that they need a policy, they need your help. And the other urgency is, if they are interested, you need to sit down with them and have that sense of urgency to sit down with them and share the opportunity to them before they miss out on it. And maybe they continue on their life struggling, or maybe somebody else approaches them with a different opportunity that they take and they're not successful in it. They don't have the support. They don't have the valuable product. And they don't have the leadership. So have that in your mind, that sense of urgency to go approach somebody, to make that phone call, to follow up with somebody, to go places where you can meet people and have conversations with them. So we talked about the mindset of expectations, the value be the prize, your urgency, have your outcome and intent in mind, and the expectation of getting a yes and having good conversation with nice people. Next is, you want to be in an emotional, positive, powerful zone or state. And athletes do this. They'll listen to music. They'll get into that state. And you want to be in your zone. Because just like a musician, if a pianist was in front of the piano and they were stressed and they were attempting to play the piano, their fingers would not flow. The piano wouldn't play that beautiful music. And same with you. If you're under a lot of stress, your creativity shuts down. You're in a survival mode. So you want to be in a creative mode, a zone where all that great music of information flows out of you that you've had and known from the past and what you're going to learn with NLP. And so I'm going to walk you through how to get into a yes state, into your own zone. So this is how it works as you're sitting there or standing. You can do this with your eyes open or closed. If you're driving a car, keep your eyes open. And so I'm going to walk you through this. So take a deep breath and exhale. And just allow yourself to release any tension and allow your body just to go into a relaxed state. Just feel at ease, poise. And as you sit there and hear this and hear my voice and allow yourself to be relaxed, now think of a time that you said yes with confidence, with certainty. Maybe we're going to go on vacation, maybe to buy something, maybe to do something. You just felt confident. You were in that element of just yes. You felt at ease, you felt poised, you felt confident, you felt driven. Yes. And just let that feeling glow and glisten throughout your body, from the top of your head down to the tip of your toes, as if it was a beam of energy just glowing and glistening throughout your body, just radiating. And if it had a color, what kind of color would that beam have? If it had a sound, would it make a sound, or would it just say yes? Now double that feeling throughout your body, with every beat of your heart, with every breath that you take, yes. Just Just breathe it in and yes, just feel a sense of confidence. Yes. Now, again, double that feeling once more. Feel it to the point where you're almost getting goosebumps and feeling great. Yes. And imagine having that feeling. Interacting with somebody, walking up to somebody, just in that yes, confidence state. Yes. Imagine walking up to somebody in that state of confidence, being poised and relaxed. Yes. So one more time, imagine that beam just flowing and glowing and glistening throughout your body, from top of your head down to the tip of your toes. Yes. Breathe it in. Yes. And exhale. So take a deep breath and exhale. Okay, come on back. So this is how this exercise works. You want to do this as often as you can until it's habit. It's the way you move through the world. So when you're walking towards your car, walk in that yes state with your shoulders back, feeling vibrant and confident and excited, in a state of just being at peace and poised, relax. Before you pick up the phone to call somebody to meet with them, before you approach somebody, before you meet with somebody, get in that yes state. And even as you're walking through a store, a mall, or a grocery store, walk in this yes state. Walk and move this way whenever you can until it's habit. It's the way you move through the world. And you will start to move with grace, confidence, and be generating warmth and charisma. So do it as often as you can until it's the way you move. And even to this day, I do it. Sometimes unconsciously, I'll catch myself. Other times, I'll do it on purpose. I'll say, okay, let's walk through the store in that yes state. Because also when you're in that yes state, that in your zone, you're in a high energy, higher level of energy state where if you're working on some challenges, your mind will start to come up with solutions and ideas. So you want to be in that state to manifest, to generate solutions and ideas. It will help you. So do it as often as you can and embrace it. You may be doing it already. You might be doing something just to get you in that state. This is another way of doing that, or maybe blending in and adding it to what you're already doing. So the mindset, the foundation. And next we're going to go into other elements of creating rapport and positioning yourself as a leader, an industry leader, trusted advisor. Your words, your emotions, a question to ask. With the right mindset, you're going to capture this and be able to project it naturally and easily. Thank you. Bye now.